Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 694. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done, because even Jesus said he didn't know the time that the Father had in mind. However, it is all about preparation. So first today, dear friends, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to a Johns Hopkins University tally, the global death toll attributed to the novel coronavirus plague hit over 800,000. On Tuesday, in the 7 months since the virus was first identified in Wuhan, China, it has infected at least 20 million people. Over 20 million people worldwide. So the death toll, as you can see, is fast approaching 1 million according to their count. However, we all know, and it has been proven and shown, that they're not counting the people who are dying at home. So it could be well over 2 million people already dead in the world from the coronavirus plague. Second today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Unet News, in the wake of last week's explosion at a chemical warehouse in Beirut's port, criticism keeps mounting in Lebanon on Hezbollah and its leader Nasser Nasrallah as more and more voices in the devastated country call for reforms and a transparent investigation into the disaster. An image of Nasrallah was hoisted with a noose tied around it during protests in Beirut on Saturday, marking the growing pressure on the Shiite organization by its opponents in Lebanon. Social media users suggested repeatedly that Hezbollah had something to do with the blast, or at least could have prevented it. These are only some of the harsh allegations that have been made against Hezbollah for years. Chief among them are the accusations that its assistance in Syria to President Bashar Assad's regime and its attacks on Israel endanger Lebanon's security and serve mainly Iran, whose deep involvement in the management of Lebanon's government institutions prevents international parties from helping in the rebuilding of its devastated economy. Third today, under the sign category of earthquakes in diverse places, according to the LA Times, a swarm of small earthquakes in California close to the Mexican border is being closely monitored as to whether it might raise the chance of a much larger event on the San Andreas Fault. The largest earthquake on Monday was a magnitude 4.6, reported at 8:56 a.m. under the southeastern part of the Salton Sea. It was among a series that began at 6:33 a.m. with a magnitude 3.2 earthquake. Magnitude 4 quakes struck at 9:03 a.m. and 12:29 p.m. is only the fourth time in the 88 years of modern records that such a swarm has occurred in this part of California. The San Andreas Fault's southernmost stretch has not ruptured since 1680 to 1690. Big earthquakes on this section of the southern San Andreas Fault rupture on average every 250 years, although there can be wide variations as to how often they actually do occur. In general, there's a 20% chance of a magnitude 7 or larger quake on this part of the San Andreas Fault over the next 30 years. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Pardon me. Our topic for today is titled The Mystery of the Rapture, Part 3, from Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinzen's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. The Second Coming, which encompasses both the rapture and the glorious appearing, is one of the most significant events mentioned in the entire Bible. There are 318 references in the New Testament alone of this awesome event, making it the second most prominent doctrine presented in Holy Scripture after salvation. The doctrine of the Second Coming is clearly taught in both the Old and New Testaments. It is also affirmed in the doctrinal statement of every major Christian denomination. On average, the New Testament mentions the Second Coming in one out of every 30 verses, and it is mentioned in every chapter of First and Second Thessalonians. the first books written for the early church, many do believe. Moreover, all 9 New Testament authors mention the second coming, and 23 of the 27 New Testament. Moreover, all 9 New Testament authors mention the second coming, and 23 of the 27 New Testament books reference it. Obviously, God intended His church to be motivated to holiness, evangelism, and missionary concern by the study of the second coming of Christ. If the Lord tarries His coming, dear friends, and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next episode. In closing today, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of His second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by Dr. J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled Idolatry to be Destroyed and Christ's Coming, Part 26. Dr. J.C. Ryle continues, who is there among you that longs for the redemption of Israel? You will never see it in its perfection till the Redeemer come to Zion. Idolatry in the professing Church of Christ has been one of the mightiest stumbling blocks in the Jews' sway. When it begins to fall, the veil over the heart of Israel shall begin to be taken away. Who is there among you that longs for the fall of Antichrist and the purification of the Church of Rome? I believe that will never be until the winding up of this dispensation. That vast system of idolatry may be consumed and wasted by the Spirit of the Lord's mouth, but it shall never be destroyed excepting by the brightness of His coming. Who is there among you that longs for a perfect church, a church in which there shall not be the slightest taint of idolatry? You must wait for the Lord's return. Then, and not till then, shall we see a perfect church, a church having neither spot nor wrinkle or any such thing, a church of which all the members shall be regenerate and every one a child of God. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries His coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next podcast. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise You and we thank You for this time together with an emphasis on Your second coming. And Lord, help us all to keep the blessed hope alive in our hearts by reading Your word, meditating on Your word, obeying Your great commission and Your great commandment until You come. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving Him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with Him. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draw if not.
You got to get your business straight.
He's coming again.
Yes.
He's coming again.
Don't let it be.